Yes, that's the motion. I'm really not thrilled about all of this, but I have other projects that are way high priority than doing a park right now. I've got roads unfinished, I've got, you know, other things, but that's what we have in front of us. But can we please get some of the other projects pushed forward as well that have had council motions and approvals? But that's...
So the...
I'll amend my motion to include the contingency funds.
Second.
So we're clear, it's coming out of contingency. All those in favor? Oh, wait, do we need four?
No, this is just...
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any opposed? Motion carries. Thought I heard no. G10 is an ordinance to amend ordinance 2019-2398, adopting 2020 annual budgets for the general fund to provide 9,000 carry forward appropriations for building maintenance for the police administration building.
Move to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries, six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Here we go again with Jim spending more money. Is there a motion to authorize execution of Proof Point Business Package email services as provided through Heartland?
Move to approve.
Second.
$5,497. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G12, update on granting selective waiver of interest penalties. Who's going to do this, Paul? Mr. Ratzenberger.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The council may recall that at your prior May meeting, this issue was brought before you with a resolution to adopt accepting a waiver of interest and penalty on tax payments after April 1st, with a new due date of September 30th. And advice of the city attorney, no action was taken at that time, in that action must follow the county's action. The county met on May 14th and referred the matter to their finance committee, which is meeting Thursday of this week on this particular matter, and then would be referring the matter back to the Board of Supervisors for the county at their May 28th meeting. The city attorney and I had conversations earlier today, and the city attorney continues to recommend to the Common Council that they take action following the county's action to mirror whatever action the county might take. But the Wisconsin County Association has taken a position that unless the Franklin Common Council takes action in favor of this matter subsequent to Milwaukee County taking action on this matter, that the city of Franklin must act prior to the end of May. So you would have to schedule a special meeting sometime between May 28th and May 31st to take action on this matter should the county take action.
The county's association or Milwaukee County?
Milwaukee County must take action, but the Wisconsin County Association is advising its members that cities must take action following the counties, but must take action prior to the due date of the tax in order for it to be effective. Makes it very hard for taxpayers to take action because they're going to have to follow what's happening on May 28th, May 29th, May 30th, and May 31st.
And you left out additional information.
Refresh my memory.
The exposure from the county is this year $200,000.
At the Committee of the Whole meeting for the county financial staff advised the county that the county would incur a cost upwards of $400,000 to take this action in the current year, and a further $400,000 in cost next year. And most of that comes by way of lost interest and penalty on past due taxes, as well as improvements in software to handle the waiver of penalty and the collection of the tax. I spoke to two of the county supervisors that represent the city of Franklin, and I indicated to the supervisors that the city of Franklin also has money on the line here. In 2019, the city of Franklin collected $170,000 in interest and penalty on overdue tax payments. Through the end of April, the city has collected $63,000, so we have in essence of $100,000 of potential lost revenue if we grant this. We can't grant it right now. So the city of Franklin has money on the table, and the county was unaware of that. The county has money on the table, but we also potentially have some lost revenue.
You buried the headline. The software cost them $200,000.
Yes.
They say they can't afford the $200,000, but if the cities would kick in, they might do it.
That was the discussion.
You buried the headline.
Sorry.
They're going to throw away dollars to save pennies. Don't laugh, Kenny. It's because the legislation you guys passed put it on the county, so now all of this is, instead of just saying waive penalties and interest, this is a joke. This is the county's, I'm telling you. Mr. City Attorney's got other input.
My reason at the last meeting for recommending to put it over was not that I think it has to await a county decision. My point was, and I believe I posed the question to Alderman Mayer at the last meeting, what's the county going to do? You don't know what the county's going to do until it does it. And that's why you wait to see what it is before you adopt some resolution saying we hereby approve whatever the county approves.
Mr. City Attorney, you also pointed out earlier this month that the statute itself indicates that the city must take action subsequent to the county.
I haven't touched this since then.
I appreciate it, but that is in the actual statute that was adopted by the
then it would
legislature.
Be work product. I'm just remembering you should know what you're approving.
So our next property tax payment is due when? May?
May
31st. 31st. You estimate how much is coming due?
There are 1,633 properties that are current on their installments with $4.5 million worth of tax that comes due at the end of May. And that is what's potentially at risk. They would have the opportunity to defer that to September 30th for payment and waive all interest and penalties for that additional time.
And if they miss their payment on May 31st,
then interest and penalty begins to, without any action under current statutes, interest and penalty would begin on February 1st of this year on that particular portion of their payment.
Backed up.
Backed up all the way to February 1st.
And let's say the county then says, nah, we're not allowing you. We're not going to collect. We're not going to allow you to waive it. And so then potentially these folks default on their property tax payment, right?
If they don't make payment by May 31st, yes.
So then who pays that property tax?
Well, they will still be responsible for it to the extent that the city collects it by July 31st. We would collect both the tax, remit it off to the other taxing authorities, and the interest and penalty we would collect and retain. If it's not paid by July 31st, the county buys the unpaid taxes from us on August 15th, and they potentially collect any interest and penalty that they can collect at that point. But there will be lots of additional properties that go past due, just given the current economic situation. So they're not recognizing that particular issue.
Yeah. And Mr. City Attorney, if we don't act by May 31st, if the county acts on May 31st and we fail to, we act on June, whatever our next meeting is, can we retroactively credit back or waive the interest and penalties?
My recollection from whenever I reviewed this 3 weeks ago or whenever it was my thought was yes. However, the Wisconsin Counties Association has issued an opinion dated today, I believe, that takes the position that if the local government does not act prior to May 31, that it waives its right to act on the waiver. So that's where it's at. And the easy answer is expect or set a tentative special meeting date for the day after May 28, which is a Thursday, or Friday, which is subsequent to county action. The county decides not to adopt any interest and penalty waiver. You don't need a meeting because you can't adopt one.
Well, we'll still have one other action item. We got the electronic meetings required.
Oh, that's right. That's...
Yeah. Okay.
Next week.
Any other questions for Mr. Ratzenberg? Alderwoman Hanneman's got one, I know.
No, I'm just saying that I agree with, do you need a motion for us to set a special meeting for Friday, May 29th?
That'll be Thursday.
28th is a Thursday. Friday. So we'd have to, because the county meets on the 28th.
What time?
We were all going to go have fish fry at Wagner's because we can go sit down.
Unless.
Can you carry out?
I'm done with carryout. I'm going to sit down.
County board meets during the day.
They do.
But you'd have to assume that if something is adopted, that the communication thereof, you know, an adopted resolution or whatever it may be, would be available by Thursday evening night.
Well, I would move that we set a special meeting for Thursday night, May 28th. For the purpose of reviewing the action of the county board.
And setting a electronic meeting policy ordinance. Mr. Attorney.
And how about a backup for the next day, Friday, just in case whatever happens at the county board isn't available?
7 o'clock? 6:30?
7 o'clock.
And
with the addition of the city attorney, the recommendation for a backup.
2 o'clock on Friday. Mark? Dan?
Yeah, I'm fine. Second.
No? 3:30?
Well,
I don't like 7 o'clock.
Come on.
It's yeah, bedtime. 6:30 then.
I mean, hey, it's one item.
It's two items.
It's two items.
3:30? Four? Items? 4 o'clock on Friday.
4 o'clock?
4 o'clock Friday.
It's dinner time.
That's my dinner
time. Dogs got to go out, yeah. But, no,
all right.
That's fine.
Anyway. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
All those in, it's 6:30 Thursday, 4 o'clock Friday. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Skip G14 for the moment. For those of you who care, I'm moving on.
H1.
13. I did G13, just did it.
No, you did G12.
G13, authorizing a service agreement with Associated Financial for consulting relationship, employee retirement. Do we need to do this right now? Or can we? No, we better do this.
I have a quick question.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Yeah, are we backdating this retroactive to the date of January 1st? It's on the top of this agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second? All those in favor?
Wait, got a question.
Alderman Dandre.
Or discussion. I just want to make sure I did talk to Paul on this, that I will go ahead with this, but I think that with the new administrators coming into play, that we should reevaluate our relationships with these agencies, because who we were working with this company, Diversified, was bought out by Associated, and now this is by an outside of Wisconsin company, and I think we should be looking at the relationship and possibly putting this out for bid in the new year.
I got news for you. It's going to happen.
What?
It'll happen.
Good. Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. H1 licenses. Alderman Nelson.
Okay. This is
quite the lengthy list. Tis the season, so everybody get ready.
So how about just exceptions?
I, Alderwoman Wilhelm, am using your sheet. So
just for clarification, we will be taking item 2 under H separately?
For you, yes.
He's referring to 2 on the council meeting, so that would be your last 4 items on
the... Oh, the last... Yes, 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 the last 4, yes. Okay. So this is a 12-page document. So the first person, Evans, is hold for another appearance for additional paperwork to be provided to the licensing committee. And the next ones are approved down to Krieger. That's hold for appearance for correcting application. Page 2.
Is Wyman approved?
Yes, Wyman is approved. Well, Wyman's approved on the bottom of page 1 and the top of page 2. Okay? There's a deny on Anderson.
Reason?
Habitual. Yeah, I want
to.
Yeah, I wanted to make it so we had that verbiage right. Could you say that again, Alderman Wilhelm?
The court can say it better than me. Yeah,
you've only done this for 52 years. Come on.
Based upon habitual criminality substantially related to the license activity?
Yes. Next one is Margarita. Hold for appearance, completion of application. The next 3 are approved, ending in Mansky. Paul J. Robinson is hold for appearance. The rest of page 2 is approved. Page 3. Approved down to Amy Balzerzak. It says approved with completion of application. The rest on page 3 are approved. Page 4. Approved down to Peggy Counter. Approved with complete of application for her. Then down, next 3 are approved down to Christopher Ewig, E-W-I-G, approved with corrected application. Approved, Farrell. Next one was Kristen Feniger. Hold for appearance. The last 2 on page 4 are approved. Page 5. The first 3 are approved. Down to Jeremy Hayes, contingent upon correction of application. The rest on page 5 are approved. All on page 6 are approved. Page 7 needs new DL on file for Melissa Murphy, number 1. So it's approved, but needs new DL on file. The rest of page 7 are approved. All of page 8 are approved. All of page 9 are approved. All of page 10 are approved. Page 11 is approved down to DHIMAN LLC, DBA Indian Palace, incomplete application. Hold. The last 4 on page 11 are approved. The top of page 12, the first 2 are approved. And now we're going to enter into the, I'm sorry, that ends the motion?
I have one that I remembered, Mayor.
All right, well.
There was one of them that needed a seal and a notary early on.
I thought there was a note on there that said it was taken care of today.
Madam Clerk?
I wasn't going to address that. I was going to just verify that the Class A and B combination and daycare and other licenses were all subject to payment and compliance with applicable codes and laws.
I'll read the both.
Okay.
If that's where you want me to go with that.
So, Clerk, as far as that one, if there's an outstanding note, you'll take care of that, so we won't worry about that.
Was it one of... Just for clarification, was it one of the ones that he said need to be complete, or was it...
I didn't hear him mention it. Okay. And said to my...
There was a yellow sticky that said something was completed with a seal, and I crumpled it up, and I threw it and missed the garbage can, but you weren't there to see that. But this was approved subject to payment and compliance with applicable codes and laws. You're good with that?
Mm-hmm. And we'll look for whatever...
He can just give you my sheet because it's on there.
Oh, okay.
For those of you on Facebook, this is the annual licensing for all bars, all restaurants, all operators, all retail facilities that sell food, and it's crazy. And the license committee, which is three aldermen, do a heck of a job at this time of the year, and I'm fortunate in all the years I've been sitting up here that I've never been on a license committee. Okay, it's been moved.
Time for that.
And I'm not going to appoint myself to it either. All those in favor?
Aye.
Kristen seconded it. Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Nelson.
Next one up, Rock Sports Complex. This was after we reviewed everything on this first item. Subject to the timely submission of an application for a special use by applicant and the action therein by the Common Council to be the determination of the future continuation of the licensed use thereafter. And approved subject to payment, compliance, and with applicable codes and laws.
Is there a second?
Second.
Question. They're going to use FM radio transmitters? As I recall, they're going to do AM, FM radio transmitters and only do fill-in speakers for the parking lot. So they're not using the PA system.
Do you want me to... Just what Mr. Zimmerman talked about earlier.
This is important for the people on Facebook.
That was one of the biggest things that we asked Mr. Zimmerman to clarify, and he did that right away with us prior, and actually said that during citizen comment period, so I commend him for that, and that's all I have on that.
So this is item two on the updated agenda. Is that what we're talking about here? All of the items?
Only A.
This is 2A.
Okay, this is 2A, and the license committee made no changes to that. What's written?
The times made no changes to that. It's correct, Alderman.
First off, was this submitted appropriately?
Yes.
To planning, this was all submitted within the timelines required and appropriately. And then was it noticed to us appropriately as part of the council agenda?
Madam Clerk.
As far as notification to you in the news media and the other appropriate, that was given 24-hour notice, probably 24 and a half hours. So it was given 24 hours notice.
Was that 24 hours to the licensing committee meeting?
It was both.
Okay.
Both agendas were amended at the same time and forwarded via email and in your mailboxes and to the newspapers and on the outside bulletin board, an inside bulletin board, and the website.
And as far as planning goes, all of the appropriate deadlines were met for the application?
Planning will process the special use application. That requires a public hearing.
Okay, when will that be?
According to the motion, is as soon as possible.
Okay, so there will be a public hearing on it?
For the special use, yes.
Which includes the drive-in theater?
Yes, and okay. The ordinance has a specific standards for these theaters.
Okay.
Madam Clerk.
I just would like to clarify that you're asking the same question that he's answering, because the public hearing for the special use is for a permanent change in the future. This is for starting on Friday.